This is a download from the Wireless Theatre Company. The Chicken Salad of a Troubled Mind by Helen Monks.
Just hold me in the box, just hold me in the box, just hold me, just. Which way any look at it, potato, there's no way anyone could or would or should have had any say. It's okay today, don't care who knows, I know, I'm sold, getting old now, listen. There's 37, I said, 37 hundred million trillion pieces of nothing, and they're all coming to get me. Listen, don't. Who are you? They're all coming to get me, and who, why, where or which, no, I know, there's paper in the sky and green beans in the cave, and if you look at my arms, they're all yellow like sun, like the sun, but only under my covers. They wrinkle and fold like waves, but not in a pretty way, not really. Wish it was, I do, but you never can get that, can you? It's all lies. Which way, how? Never knows any of it. I know he doesn't. He thinks he does, but he doesn't. Do you know what light is? Do you know what it is? It's just in your head, honest. It's fragments of soul that hit you like a frying pan and you think it's real. Well, it's not.
Hello, you reached Sarah. Sorry, I'm not here right now, so please leave a message.
Haven't seen anyone. No, why would I? I know, I wouldn't. Why would I? Just goo, just schmoo, just chew, just poo on my stage and listen. No, because I'll be waiting, baby, for nobody since everything's different. Not in a good way or a bad way, just in a way, away from where she was a Wednesday, when the gold went to mould and nobody cared. No, nobody. Put on your coat and listen. No, because everything's different in a bad way. And I never like a Wednesday, because Wednesdays are the worst, though they're not worse than any other day. And why not look at what you think you know well? Everything could turn on its head. Don't you see that the world is tricking you? It's upside down like a spoon, and you think you're eating soup with it. Well, you're not. You're eating gravy. Without any chicken. Can't you see that everything's green like a dictionary?
Oh, God, here she is.
Girls!
Sorry.
Ladies. Oh, come here, come here. It's so, so lovely to see you both. You both look so well. So well. Oh, come here, both of you.
All right, Mum, calm down.
Oh, look at you, Sarah. You look so lovely. It's lovely to see you. You look lovely.
I think she looks dreadful.
Oh, don't be silly, Laura. She looks lovely.
I'm kidding. She looks glowing as ever. Cow.
And all the words have no meaning, since anything could change in the blink of an eye, and no one would even know. In your eyelashes, there's a plane under the sea that's waiting for liftoff. No. No, I won't eat what you tell me or what you don't tell me, since I'm not even hungry. And you don't even know. Never knowing or going, just sitting like a duck in dry water. Wish you were 100 years older and I could read you like a book. I just haven't seen anyone and it feels really weird. You must understand, someone must, that everything feels all tight and it's almost like I'm floating upwards. And sometimes my blood could be a different colour under my skin. Who, which way, how, knows? No one does, do they? Since everything came on the whence fence forward to a time that slime like a hickory do jack-in-the-box can't relax. Yes, sometimes I feel like I'm floating upwards and I hate it just like how I hate everyone, especially when I'm under the covers. But just hold me in the box. Just hold me in the box. Just hold me. Just box me in. Just inbox me.
Chicken salad.
Does it come with chips?
I think I'm going to have the risotto.
I thought you just said chicken salad.
Yes, darling, for you.
Oh, charming.
Now, Sarah, tell me everything. How's work? How's everything? How's James?
Oh, here we go.
Have you been seeing much of him recently?
Mum, James is gay.
Not everybody's gay, darling.
No, not everybody, but James is. Every single time you ask after him, and every single time poor old Sarah has to explain, yet again, that James is gay. So for once, can we just skip that part?
He's such a lovely boy. Oh, Fine. I can take a hint. I don't want to embarrass anyone, now do I? How's work?
Sarah doesn't want to talk about work.
Fine then, Laura. What would you like to talk about?
Hello, are you ready to order?
Yes, I'll have the 12-inch margarita, please, with a side of chips.
Sometimes there are eyes in the sky and people in the clouds, and on those days I feel okay. But sometimes they're gone. And on those days, I wish you'd leave me alone, or at least tell a joke if you have to stay. Table waits for table times table. Can't do it, never could, sorry. But if there are eyes in the pies like a cat in the tree, then don't bother calling, or no one will come anyway.
No, I never do.
And sometimes when you think you'd most want them, you don't.
I
wish
treat.
I could drive up the lane
Last
like a farmer.
Morning, my lovely ladies, don't I?
Never mind.
Put your money away, Sarah. Oh, Sarah, do you need a lift home?
I'm giving her a lift, Mum.
Oh, right. Well, hey, that's fine then. If you want me to do it, though, I'd be very happy.
Oh, she's on my way, Mum. Honestly, it's fine.
No,
right.
Never mind. Never mind. There's only my mind, and it's fixed. Wish, no, wait. How can you even listen? Stop, Glottal. There's choking and minefields of just dust, and it's up to him or someone else, anyone clothed or pencil sharpened or just a light bulb. I don't like it when my skin turns yellow and my blood turns purple or my fingernails aren't even there. I can't claw if they're not there, can I? Wine is plastic bags blended up, and everyone is pieces of paper folded in half to give them some meaning. How does that change the fact that they're out there sitting like a horse, only without legs, meaning nothing, just like me? Can't chew my fingernails when my arms go all yellow.
Didn't have to walk us all the way here, you know?
No, I know. But I like to make a bit of a fuss, waving off and all that. It's just so lovely seeing you both.
You too, Mum. Bye.
Bye. Call me soon. Let me know you get home safe.
What a nightmare. That woman. She's literally unbelievable. I swear she's got worse with age. Oh, God, poor old Dad. That man is a hero. Must be a madhouse, what with her and the birds. Listen, Sarah. Don't suppose you fancy going back for a drink? Well, I know I could use one. And I know Amy would love to see you.
Oh, God, I can't, no, please, don't make me, no, stop it, please, don't, I'll never tell anyone, just let me go, please, I can't, it hurts. I'd rather die, I'd rather fly in a pie, I would rather be anywhere than where you stick me quickly, trick me, hop me about on one leg like a stupid handbag or something.
Here we are. Oh, sorry, excuse the mess, been a bit of a hectic week with one thing and another, sorry. Amy! Have a seat. In fact, let's go through to the living room.
I don't want to, and I hate how everything feels. I can't hold it, I can't own it, and it's not mine. No, it's not, it's yours, and you don't even like it. You're mad, you must be mad.
Here we are.
You must
have a seat.
Be mad.
Oh, yes, there's fine. Anywhere you like. Let me get the booze. That's the most important bit. Sorry. Amy!
Don't you feel sick to your stomach, to your eyeballs, to the balls of your feet? You must do. Aren't you sick every morning and sick every evening? You must be. The world must be falling like mud that's covered in feathers and hula hoops that are the wrong flavour. You must just want to pull out your eardrums and bleed all over snow. You must. You must just feel like the core of the earth, only even hotter, even clumpier and even churnier. You must, and I feel so sorry for you. I feel so sorry for you, but I can't help but feel sorry for me too, since I'm stuck in here, in this box, in this ghastly box, and you get to be at the centre of the earth. No, that's just not fair. I'd rather eat a stew made out of hairs and grass and pillowcases, but you don't know. I think you mustn't be able to feel the sunbeams or nighttime or see the moonlight, which is quite sad, but also means you'll never hurt. I don't understand how you can't feel it. Feel the moonlight. It's so piercing. It pierces right through me and reminds me that I'm made out of stars and so not really here at all. And that one day I might as well not have been. And even if I might, it will only matter to other people and never to me. How can you matter so much to me when you don't even feel the moonlight?
Sarah,
but I feel you,
hello.
And it hurts. It does. It hurts.
Poor things. I was getting all sorts of texts off Laura while you guys were at lunch. Sounds like an absolute nightmare. Nothing against your mum, of course.
Everything against her.
Oh, she loves you both to bits. She's just a bit off her rocker, that's all.
Oh, got over the fact you didn't get an invite then.
Of course not. I mean, how rude. But I suppose I can't stay mad at her forever.
Sarah is amazing at coping. I don't know how she did it today.
Well, I think we all know that Sarah is a much nicer human being than you are.
God, shut up, you. I went to the bleeding lunch, didn't I?
Right. Shall we get these drinks in then, Loz?
So stupid.
They're
so
coming. They're
stupid.
Coming.
How could you be so,
no,
so stupid? I look like a
hand.
Man.
Stay
my hands are bigger than I know what to do with. They're everywhere. Just fingernails. Why am I here? I need to be home, safe, under the covers. No Wednesdays. Look at it, potato. There's silly lady. Don't be so whoever you are. I haven't had an earring in a long chalk, and I'm simply cat and mouse without the traps or cheese or anything. I feel like a...
Here we are.
Like a cocktail.
One for you.
All shook up.
And one for you.
Like a cocktail.
Why, thank you, madam.
Only not made out of liquid, made out of sand. I wish I was sand so I could be swept up. Only I don't want to be. I'd feel all queasy and like a breeze with a stick of cheese. Oh, Lord, whoever knew that you knew, I didn't. You know, it's only 37 times my own life that anyone would care. Of course they wouldn't. They never knew.
Oh, that's better. It's nice to see you, sis. Even if it is under such horrible circumstances.
Ah, stop whinging, Laura.
She knows I'm joking.
You've had a very nice lunch with your very loving mother. What could you possibly have to complain about? Oh, because if you think about it, everybody's mad. Look at my parents. Family is always mad. They're all balmy. All families are balmy, aren't they? I think it's only natural. Have you ever noticed how nobody in the world is normal except for you? I really think that we're all mad on some level, especially us three. Oh, I'm always walking down the road and seeing people who look absolutely off their trolley, and I think, I wonder what they see when they see me. I must be as mad as the rest of them. I can't be the only normal one left.
I'm not normal then.
Of course you're not normal. You're the worst of the lot. I mean, who wears Doc Martens in the summer?
Oh, for God's sake, that was one time.
And sandals in the winter.
Now I know for a fact I've never worn sandals in the winter.
You have so. Remember when Chanel ate your slippers, so you wore them around the house for 6 weeks, and you kept pretending you were Jesus in your towel and sandals. You're an absolute mad woman.
You love me for it.
I love you despite it, sweetheart.
I suppose everybody has a little bit of personality about them, but I wouldn't say that makes them mad.
Of course it does. I think there is no one in the world who I would sit comfortably inside and take on their thoughts as if they were my own.
Oh, you're such a philosopher.
Sarah knows what I'm on about, don't you, Sarah?
Did you have a drink before we got here?
Don't tease me. But I'm proving a point, aren't I? You think I'm mad. And you choose to live under this roof with me. So surely, therefore, you are also mad.
I think we are all the most normal people in the world. And I'm proud of that.
Oh, how boring.
I like being normal.
Oh, good. Well, you're normal to you, but you're mad to everybody else. Just like your mother.
How dare you?
They never do, and I hate it. Shake it like a sheep shearing, whoever you are. Can't you just shut up and stop shaking me about? I feel all sick inside, and I can't. No, I won't. And it's more wrong than anything. Haven't had or having or anything. No, any sold. And I don't know what you meant. Any. It's nice. This is nice. I'm okay here, and I'm safe here. Nobody's out the window, only here. I'm here. I haven't left the box because you won't let me, even though you're at the centre of the earth. I wish you were in my mouth so I could spit you out all in my glass and drink you up and keep you in the box. In the box. And lock the key with a shimmy to the side and a wave at the liquor store. Don't be a doormat, a floor mouse, or come before anything that isn't what it isn't. Or is it? No. Don't know. Who cares? I haven't, and I won't, but all I can see is the undergrowth and the way words stretch and pull apart and make room for the shifting skull. Is the baby born a blank page, or is she a page of words already? a page of words to be stamped on and coloured in with crayons by crayons that are made of wax, hot wax, that drips on the baby until she's red and spotty and looks like the worst kind of a baby. I don't think I ever was that little, just a little bit little, just a little bit. The words, they made me and shaped me, but then my shape didn't fit the hole that you stomped on me, you big, bad man. Who even knows why the stars are there? They're in the sky, I can see them, but I wish they'd go away when I'm inside, because I miss them when I'm inside, inside the box. It hurts, no, please stop it, I don't want to, I hate you, please, I love you, please, let me leave, stop it, no, wait, which way, any look at it, no, I won't let you. Cold, it's cold, but it doesn't matter, I can't feel it anyway, or even if I felt it, it's only feelings and not worse than anything else. I'll save all my money and wait for a what's it, I haven't had them in a long time. Yes, I'll wait, I'm sure it won't be long anyway, although I'm being eaten alive like acid by the black, by the angry, any witch, who knows, because I can't wait any longer to be under the covers. That's where I'm saddest, but it's where I'll always have to be. The stars aren't out there, and they never will be, not if I put my head down deep enough. Don't say anything to anybody, because everyone knows it on the inside. It's just too paper thin, not even that thin, more like a printing of a picture that people don't bother with. They see it, but why bother? It's only a paint on a page, and it doesn't go further, does it? Who knows, I'm bored now, and so back to my 3D, even though it's no more real than the bumps of that other person's world.
Are you sure you're okay? Sarah? Sarah? I said, are you sure you're okay getting the bus? I'm really sorry, it's just me and Amy really aren't in a fit state to drive. I'm sorry about Amy, by the way. She can be such a state. I probably shouldn't have let her have that last glass of whatever it was she was drinking. Got her on the peppermint tea a bit earlier. You sure you're okay? I could call you a taxi. Oh, it's been so nice to see you.
Oh, God, oh, God, oh, Goosebush. It isn't. No, it can't be. I haven't had it when I wasn't watching.
You
can fly, and you can, while he's at the centre of the earth, munching on his strawberries and flaming like the devil who doesn't read the newspaper because it doesn't matter. That's the thing, I suppose, that nothing matters. And I think the people who can see that are the best off, but make the worst for me and everyone. They don't stop and won't stop and can't, which way any. Shouldn't have had the chicken salad, always pleasing everyone. I'm thin enough as it is. Who wasn't? I love her. She's honestly not that bad. Don't know what all the fuss is about. I just think, oh no, it doesn't come down to it. It doesn't. Some people don't know the world past the ceiling, but I suppose I wish I was that person. And at least those people aren't at the centre of the earth without burning or melting or being lonely. If anyone is going to explode, it would be the moon. It must be so charged up with nothing, and those are always the worst. I'd rather no one, nothing boring, than everything sitting on top of me like a donkey carrying heavy hay. Who even phones or knows or misses anyone? It's all skin and teeth and brushing and sharpening and feeling, since feeling isn't real, it isn't. But it hurts. Still hurts. It's all rubbish and litter and chewing gum on the pavements, and I can't stand it. I wish it would burn. I wish the people would stop having such thin skins that I can see through into the pits. I'll have to buy a stash of 37 Tic Tac matches. How this isn't real. This isn't real. This isn't. Why? Oh no, who can? How dare? Not a clue. It isn't. No, it isn't, but you wouldn't know the difference, honest. I don't want to. Please, don't make me. How can you take that? You've ripped it out of me, and how did you reach that far inside me? It's not yours. You've got a gold necklace of me like I was a stamp. Well, I wish I wasn't. Who can? You can. Anybody new can. No, please, don't. I wasn't only waiting for the bus. He didn't know. He's at the. Where? No, it isn't. Please, I haven't. They'll be here soon. Someone will see. They'll find the blood. They must be able to see the blood. There isn't any. Who can pull out that much gut and not find a soul? Oh, no. It's not. It's not. It's not. It's not even that little. Just a little bit little. Just a little bit.
Nah. She was stank as hell. Bad slag, my people. Yeah. Going to the police tonight? Maybe. What I'm saying, she's all innocent like, tidy, proper quiet, more of a challenge, know what I'm saying? Yeah, she'll be up for it. I'll play the game right, one way or another, one way or another, know what I mean? Yes, man. Nah, mate. I promise you, this time tomorrow, she'll be a real woman. That's what I'm saying. You just watch, brother. You just watch. Yes, I have my ways. One way or another. Oh, trust, I have my ways. She won't be able to resist. Well, she better. She was more quiet, like. But tonight, just gonna be me and her. Yes, brother. Oh, Evelyn. Nah, you can tell she's a slag. She wants it. She wants it. Slag. I'll get it. I always do. They always want it in the end. This must stop me. Yeah, let's keep doing it.
No. Stop. Wait for. It wasn't. Can't. Under who every rubber turned to people of the lipstick look so book. I don't. No, don't. Stop it, please. Who? Why are the stars in the sky if there isn't? No, it can't be. I don't. He isn't. You're not. They'll be soon. Wednesdays are the worst, but they aren't worse than any other day. Which way? Any. Look at it, potato. Shouldn't have waited for the... Everybody saw, but nobody noticed. Doesn't matter. Icarus falls and the world stays. Light and the stars, how can they? They know. They're evil. They're hollow. They're shining with glee at horror. Icarus falls from heaven and the world keeps working. And the salad keeps sogging up and limping about like a chicken. Oh, God. Oh, no. Please, stop. Stop.
Hello.
Hold me in the box, just hold me in the box, just hold me in the box, just hold me, just.
Yes?
Which way? Any look at it, just hold me in the box, just hold me, just.
Can I help you?
Hold me in the box from the centre of the earth, just hold me in the box, just hold me, just.
Are you deaf, lady?
Sometimes they're all yellow like the sun, but only under my covers. They wrinkle and fold like waves, but not in a pretty way, not really. Wish it was. Wish it was, I do, but you never can get that, can you? It's all lies. Which way, how, never knows any of it. I know he doesn't think he does, but he doesn't. Do you know what light is? Do you know what it is? It's nothing, it's just in your head, honest. It's fragments of soul that hit you like a frying pan, and you think it's real. Well, it's not.
listening to The Chicken Salad of a Troubled Mind by Helen Monks. Directed by Tom Brazier. Produced by Mary-Elle Runacre-Temple. Edited by Craig Bulpit. With Kerry Penford-Baker as Sarah. Emma Noakes as Laura. Bishanya Vincent as Amy. Jane Howe as Mum. And Paul Bonner as Man. Recording took place at Unity Studios London and was engineered by Carlos Ziccarelli. The Chicken Salad of a Troubled Mind was the winning script of the Wireless Theatre Company's Young Writers Competition. To download more free radio dramas, please visit wirelesstheatrecompany.co.uk.